Radio. Don't forget to check us out online at roosterreview.com.
3 out of 4 homeowners don't know where to place smoke alarms. They should be installed on every floor and near sleeping areas. Kidde Smoke Alarms help protect your family today.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street.
This is where the station shifts gears.
A Kidde Path.
Goes into non-intellectual mode.
Is your step.
Glad to have you with us.
Life can be so sweet.
Prepare to dumb it down.
On the sunny.
That's what we
side
do.
Of the street.
I used to walk
in the shade with those blues.
But I had those blues and they were on parade. But I'll tell you one thing right now, afraid. I'm not afraid, and you know what?
This rover.
Hey, aren't you that guy everybody hates?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're proud of it.
You bet. You don't like it?
Sure.
Love it or leave it.
Yeah.
That's my name, don't wear it out. Or something.
Gold dust at my feet, on sunny side of the street.
I think life is really funny. I think if you just look around and what I'm trying to do is let the things that really irritate me, I'm trying to convert that to from irritation to entertainment. Just decide that I'm just going to let them entertain me and not irritate me. See, my problem is that I am a perfectionist. About this business, and I still think this business should be made up of professionals is not a good word, because I'm not a professional. We're not professional. It should be filled with people who are really striving to produce the best of whatever kind of product it is they produce. And call me crazy or old school or
crazy.
Whatever.
Okay. Yeah, you're crazy.
Well, I told you to call me crazy, and thanks for accommodating
old
me.
Old school.
But I really, I remember when I worked at, it was called WRTH, it was 59 on the dial, it later became 590, it was the fan or whatever, now it's the man, from the fan to the man or something. Hey, fan the man. And we had a policy there years ago that, because we were really concerned about providing the best sound the station could provide, that if an advertiser sent us a commercial or wrote commercial copy, it's called, it's like a script that we had to produce, if we didn't think that it was worthy of being on the air for whatever reason, we'd call the advertiser and tell them we wouldn't play it. For example, every commercial on that station had to have a music bed under it. And I don't really know how that got started, that commercials had to play music underneath, you know, but most of them do. A lot of them do.
Especially on a music station. They wanted that to keep it the flow.
Yeah,
going.
And it had to be music consistent with our format. Now, This was an easy listening. WRTH played a lot of Henry Mancini type stuff. So if somebody sent in a commercial and it didn't really fit the sound of the station, honest to goodness, they'd call and say, you have to redo this or we can't read. Can you imagine in this day and age a commercial a radio station turning down a business where they were going to pay you because it wasn't the quality that you demanded on the station? Man, do I miss those days. You know, we also had two people on staff who wrote commercials. Here's how this works. If you've never had the reason to be involved with radio, radio is fed and supported by commercials. Now, there are two ways we get those commercials. We produce them at the station. In other words, an advertiser, Tom's Shoe Store. Tom doesn't have an ad agency. Tom doesn't know how to produce a commercial. So Tom needs for us to put together a commercial. He's going to buy some time, and he wants Tom's Shoe Store commercials on the air, which means somebody at the station has to write the commercial, and then the station has to produce it, which means an announcer will read it, somebody writes it, somebody reads it, and then they put the music under it or whatever, and it goes on the air. So it's either produced by the station, or it's given to the station already produced by usually an ad agency. And we had two writers. Imagine this, Peon. The radio station employed writers.
Whoa.
That's weird, isn't it?
It's crazy. Creative people who were destined to go to work in an ad agency or some other creative outlet, but they're getting their feet wet by writing creatively for advertisers who didn't have commercials, so they would write them. Two full-time writers on staff. And that went away years ago, and what happens now is your commercial is written by a salesperson. And I say this in defense of the salespeople in radio. If you're in radio and you're selling, you should be selling. You should be servicing the accounts you sell, and you should be getting new accounts. You shouldn't be writing commercials. Because one, you're not a writer. Okay, you're a salesman. Hopefully a good one, or you shouldn't work here. You shouldn't be writing. But that's the way it's been for years at all stations, is that, and I never really understood that, salespeople wasting valuable time, they could be getting new business, sitting at a keyboard trying to be creative and write commercials. And they hate it. And they should hate it. And I don't think they should have to do it. So I'm getting this out of my system. I do want to read an email that made my day. I read this morning. I thought, wow, this just turned my whole day around. And here's what it says. It says, Frank, I heard your show yesterday talking about long drives to work. You know, we were talking about people that drive an hour and a half, 2 hours each way.
Yes.
Yeah. This came in today. And it came in this morning. He says, today is my last day working, as I am retiring after 35 plus years at Nestle Purina Pet Care, formerly Ralston Purina. And I thought about how I have driven an hour each way. I live 52 miles away in St. Clair, and I thought about driving that for all those years. That's a lot of time in the car listening to the radio. And I just wanted to say that during that time, I have listened to you almost every day from KUSA to now, which, folks, means mid-80s to now. And he says, that may be the only thing that I'm going to miss about that drive. He said, it made it entertaining to the point that most days I don't even remember the drive. I just remember what I heard on the radio, and I want to thank you for that. He says, from now on, I will listen when I can while I'm cutting the grass or working on my 1968 GTO in the garage. Thank you for many years of great entertainment, and of course, all I've learned from the Learning Show. Roger, and I'll mess up your last name, Roger, but I'll take a shot at it. Paraguay. Happy retirement. Today's his last day.
And beautiful.
He has let us ride with him in the car for 25, 26, 27 years. So what a great email. Made my day. If you missed any of Vic and Trish's show earlier, which was done on location somewhere, here's a little of what you might have missed.
Oh, I heard that part.
That was pretty good.
I feel better that I got that out of my system. I don't know why this place doesn't terminate me. I'm doing my best. Honest to goodness, I'm trying everything I can to get fired, and it's not going well. How's everybody doing? Okay? You guys okay?
Great, yeah.
Now, Dan, there wasn't a lot of enthusiasm.
No. How's everybody doing?
I just asked that, Lauren. Don't come in on my coattails. I asked first, because you don't care. You guys don't care how we're doing.
Do we have Burke segment material?
I don't.
Oh, what? I do.
This is rare. A rare twist.
Yeah.
A rare turn of events, stepping up to the plate, stepping away and out of the batter's box. On the disabled list is Peon. Now batting, Dan Strauss. Dan, what do you have?
There's a guy in, I think it's New Jersey. He won the Powerball, the $338 million Powerball.
Oh, sure. He was like
Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to try and pronounce his name, but he owes $29,000 in back child support.
I heard he was in a lot of debt and stuff, and he's still playing the lottery, so it finally paid off for him.
They were going to, they're about to arrest him, I guess. They did have a warrant out for his arrest, and the authorities are talking to the lottery officials, and usually the lottery, when something like this happens, the lottery will adjust the payout to him and take care of his outstanding debt, and then pay him what's left over. But I'll tell you, won't his child support go up now because he...
I would sure think so.
Man. So he's got that going for him, which is...
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much it goes up. This guy's got more money he could ever spend.
I know.
I mean, to a point, how much can child support really be? It's based on what the child needs till he's 18, based on the lifestyle he's accustomed to. And I'm sure he's not accustomed to $150
million. No, $330 million can pay off. A lot
of stuff. Yeah.
What's amazing, though, is it was 338 or so, or whatever it was, but after you take the lump sum, then you take the taxes out of that.
Yeah.
And it's down to, who cares?
Yeah.
It's still more money. Still more money than you can ever spend. And I love it when you watch the news channels and they're saying, well, Uncle Sam took a big bite out of it. Who cares?
He only got $180 million.
Take it and go waste it like you do the other money that you get from us. Did you see what it cost to send the two stealth bombers over to South Korea?
No.
Oh, wait till you hear this. You know, we sent two of those.
Yes, I did hear
I that. Love those things. They look like a big old single bullet, just a big wing, like a bat. Get this. We sent two of them over there, I guess, to sort of make a statement like, hey, don't mess with us, and we're watching, and here's our presence. To fly each one of those, to fly a stealth bomber, this is the cost to fly the plane, $88,000 an hour.
An hour.
And they flew from Missouri to South Korea.
Yes. $5.25 million.
Wow.
To make the flight.
Wow.
Now, I'm not saying we should have done it or shouldn't have. I'm not smart enough to know. Maybe it's necessary. Maybe to sort of help head off.
Yeah, I think it might
off.
Be with the way.
And it might be.
What's a knucklehead?
My point is not whether or not it's necessary. It's the cost. Now, that's two aircraft. Can you imagine what it costs every day just to run the Black Hawk helicopters, the cargo jets, these things, and the tanks, and wow. Average cost of running a corporate jet, a private jet, runs in the neighborhood, just pure operating costs, of about $4,000, $3,000 to $4,000 an hour, okay? $88,000 for these things.
Yeah.
Man,
that's unbelievable. I love that thing to look at it. It looks like something from outer space.
Yes, it looks cool looking.
It looks like death is coming at you.
Yes, no, the Grim Reaper of aircraft. If that thing's coming at you, your entire town is about to go away.
I know.
Because here comes. They should have called it the Grim Reaper.
Yeah,
that's what they should have called it.
That and the Harrier jet. Remember the fair down downtown.
Yeah, but it didn't look as it looked like a jet.
Yeah.
It just happened to be able to lift off straight up.
But when it lifted up and it was just hovering right there.
Oh, yeah.
It looked nasty.
You stood under that and you get your hair dried real fast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have one more thing. There's a cop in New York and he...
And there's a place in France where the women wear no pants.
I've heard about that.
Yeah, it's a nice place.
Yeah.
This cop was on collecting disability. He hurt his arm. So he's been collecting disability, and they checked it out, and he's going to do 2 years. He's supposed to collect disability for 2 years until they saw him on YouTube. He's in a band. And apparently he's in a band, and somebody videotaped it and put it on YouTube, and all the authorities saw that. Now he's being investigated for fraud and all this other stuff. He faces 20 years in prison. $250,000 in fines. And
he's stealing money.
Yeah.
What does he play in the band?
I don't know that he plays anything. He was a singer. They said he was singing, but he was jumping around and having a good old time.
What's apparently. His arm?
Yeah, they said his arm.
Well, you can have a bad arm and jump around.
That's
and
what
sing.
I thought, too, but I think he was playing an instrument, too. They saw him playing
I
an
hope
instrument.
It's the drums. I hope he was just banging the daylights on those drums with his bad arm. Anything else?
No, that's it.
All right, let's shut her down. Burke's segment is officially closed. The reason it takes so long, it's a heavy door. That's a 6,000-pound door.
Yeah.
I get a lot of times people email. Well, here's one right here. Dear Frank, when you close out the Burke segment and you slam the door, how much does that door weigh? Thanks for the email. 6,000 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
heavy. What it weighs. We're going to have a great day today. I can tell it. I can feel it. It's just, you can sense it. It's going to be a good one, and you folks are going to help us get there and help make it that way. Here are our phone numbers, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. And I have a suggestion for you listeners, you loyal, dedicated, can't thank you enough for being who you are. I have a suggestion for you. When you write to me and you email me, and it's about things that annoy you on the station and things you say cause you to dial away, don't send that to me. Send that to the management at the station, because if enough people complain about enough of the same things, hopefully eventually it'll stop and be eliminated. And the reason I feel free to say that is, you say, well, be careful, Frank. They might write and tell them take you off the air. Yeah, there are lots of people that can't stand me, but guess what? They're not listening right now. They dumped me a long time ago because they realized this is just not their cup of tea. But when you do hear something that, getting back to when stations cared about how they sounded, when you hear something that you find so irritating, if you're not the only one, maybe somebody will take a second look and think, there's a better way we could do that. That's all. Just a suggestion. When the people speak, it works. Look, if two or three complaints in this country over a school teacher, and we have that story coming up too, can cause such a ruckus, certainly a dozen complaints from listeners ought to create some sort of reaction and remedy, I would think. And wait till you hear our teacher story. And why there's a teacher who's in trouble. And where is this again, Peon? This is Twin Falls, Idaho. Wait till you hear this story. I wouldn't be a teacher. It's like a cop. You can't do anything right. Everything you do now, if one parent or a couple of people complain, you can lose your job as a teacher. It's ridiculous. We're going to the phones. Mike is up first. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Hey, Frank. I am in the PM.
Thank you, Mike.
Hallelujah. Hey, your little thing about driving into work kind of hit home for me. I drive an hour and a half each way, and I listen to KTRS all the way.
Beautiful.
Listen how happy this guy sounds. Even driving that far, he sounds like,
So in my time in the car and listening, I think I've kind of become an expert on KTRS.
Well, that's
and
good.
And I think I found out what 5:50 a.m. stands for.
Well,
it stands for amateur.
What?
Because some of your copy for your advertisers must be written by amateurs. And I also think that 5:50 has some pretty poor health insurance. Because there's one guy that does some advertising that he absolutely must be constipated because he can't afford to buy Xlax or something. It's really sad.
Well, we'll listen for that. Mike, I appreciate it.
And he does a car commercial in the morning. And I know he does other commercials.
I don't want to attack other people on the air here at this station. That's not my place to do that. I just, in general, anything you think causes you to dial away, because tune-out factor is what it's called. Anything that causes people to tune out, that's not good for us. But feel free to share your thoughts with them. I just don't want to get into personal attacks against people.
Oh, sure.
I don't mind beating up the station.
One more.
Yeah, sure.
You play a commercial, an insurance commercial. Well, one of them, the guy is Dan Tullis, and he talks real funny. And it must be the same guy on three different voices.
Let me ask you this. Is this one of the lines in the commercial? Can you give me an example?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something. Don't be too tough on it, because that's a relatively new commercial. It's only been running for 5 years.
Yes, and we like that. We don't.
Yeah, that's our favorite.
We don't want it to get shut down.
It's so horrible that if it would go away, it'd be something that we love making fun of. We wouldn't have to make fun of anymore. Can you give me an example?
And there's one more, and I hope if
no,
I have
there's
time.
More than that. Go ahead.
Okay. I think it's American Family Insurance or something, and it's a decent commercial. I'll listen to it. It's fine. But then at the end they say, and here to inspire you, we're going to play the hit song from the 70s sung by such and such and such. That inspires me to turn it off. I don't want to hear that crap. I didn't like the song when it was a hit in the 70s. I certainly don't want to hear somebody else's rendition of it. Not inspiring.
Mike, and how that's supposed to inspire you to change insurance companies is beyond me. I don't get it.
No, it inspires me to turn on FM radio.
Oh, boy, we don't want to hear that.
No.
All right, well, anyway, I'll let you go. Thank you, Frank.
Mike, thank you for the call.
I'll have to call our sales manager, Joel Clark.
Yeah.
And complain.
Yeah, call the manager of the station. His name is Mark Dorsey. Oh, boy. You know what? I actually have come to love it. I love it. We love that. I got in trouble years ago, and we lost an advertiser because I lifted just a little segment, a clip, and it was for Barnes Hospital. Before it was Barnes Jewish, it was just Barnes, and there was a Jewish hospital. Remember that? There was like two different things, and it was Barnes Hospital, and it was a woman. This is like 25 years ago, and it was a woman on there talking to her friend, and she's telling her that she had her baby at Barnes Hospital. And she said, Barnes Hospital? You went there to have a baby? She said, I sure did. She says, Barnes, but it's so big. Well, we took out, but it's so big. And you can imagine we had lots of opportunities to use it. If there was a celebrity in the news, but it's so big. Well, eventually, we did it for a year or two. Finally, somebody at the hospital, and this was a long time ago. I'm not dumping on Barnes, a great hospital. They called and said, we've been informed that a part of our commercial is being used in a humorous nature, as parts of bits in other stories. And I think they punished us a little by taking their stuff off the air for a while or something. Hey, lighten up. Have a sense of humor. If anything else, all it did was call attention to your commercial and cause people to actually pay more attention to it. Think about it that way. Seymour, let's get him in here, and then we'll get our commercials done in time. Hello, Seymour.
Hey, Frank, Dan, Pian, how you doing?
Doing great, Seymour.
I listened to that email you read about the commuter that retired, and I'm walking from one end of my house to the other thinking, God, I was trying to think about Frank the first time I heard Frank, but I remember back in the 80s, Frank doing TV commercials for a pizza place, and you are literally an institution.
No, I need to be in an institution.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, it's just, I sat through Mark from Carbondale, I sat through Moon, I sat through Bernice, who's that guy you had on as that worked
Reggie.
With, you call him the Wrangler, what's his name, Fox?
No, Terry Daly.
No, it was it? Okay.
Robert,
you would get that guy laughing. I would laugh so hard and listen to him laugh.
No, Robert the Country Fox.
He had a great laugh.
Oh, my God.
To
man,
this day, the greatest.
What, man? Kudos to you. You made that guy's whole work career. You know, and that guy Mike that just called, I think he's a victim of road rage. Yeah, I'm telling you. You know, I apparently doesn't like commercials, but commercials is what drives the business. And, Frank, I just had one question to ask you.
Sure.
And I think you probably have maybe rough stats on this, but how many people have you done commercials for, do you think, in your radio career total?
Oh, my goodness. If I guessed, I would say 2,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. 2,000, over the years, yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Well,
Seymour, I appreciate the call.
Yeah, hats off to you, buddy.
Hey, man, thank you. Thank you for the loyalty, for the years of loyalty. That's what we have going that other stations don't have. We just do. Loyal, dedicated listeners. Enough. I won't keep it going, but I have to get some business done. And I can't stand most commercials I'm just like the rest of you. I watch TV. I'm watching The Following with Kevin Bacon. And if I haven't DVR'd it and I have to watch it live, oh, every time they just get to a point, oh, they break and there comes six, eight commercials in a row. So what we try to do is just have fun with it. You tolerate it. You have no choice, just like you do with TV. And it is those people that buy those commercials. They're our bosses. They keep us on the air. Unfortunately, some of them shouldn't be on, but you know what? Their money is part of what pays the electric bill here, so we're grateful to all of them, even the really horrible ones. Johnny Londoff, here's an example of loyalty. Here's a guy who, when you meet him, some people are real good at pretending to care about the customers and the people who do business with them. It's a charade. It's a show. It's an act. If you met them when they thought nobody was around, you'd realize it's a different person. Not this guy. Everybody that I hear from who emails me, who gets to meet John Londoff, says he's exactly what they were hoping he'd be, and he could not have been nicer and thanked them enough, whether they're buying a Chevy Spark or a $60,000 loaded Suburban. He knows, just like we know, that you patronizing our advertisers, that's what keeps us on the air. He knows that you buying vehicles from him and coming from this show, it's just the perfect circle. It works. And it is the experience. Now, I'm not going to go through any particular vehicles today that are for sale on the pre-owned lot. I think the ones we mentioned are already gone, as I knew they would be, which is a further testament to the reactive loyalty of this audience. But here's what I'll tell you about John Londoff. And I talked to him this morning about this, and I said, you know, he and I disagree sometimes on what should be said about Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. If you start comparing inventory, who's got how many Equinoxes, who's got how many Cruises, I think that's kind of a waste of time. If you've got a couple of hundred of whatever it is, you probably have more than enough, and what you don't have, you can get usually in a day or two. It's about the experience, but it's about how you're treated. It's no different than when you go anywhere else. You want to be treated with some respect and some dignity, and you want to be treated with a gratitude. Thank you for coming. It goes back to what I told my boys when they went in business. Every day, act like it's the first day you opened. Because when you get a chance to go into a store that just opened, my goodness, they fall all over themselves. Thank you so much for coming, because they don't know if they're going to make it or not. Please come back. We hope to see you again. Thanks for coming. Do that every day. That's kind of the way it is at Londoff. You'll see. You'll see. I hope you'll see. I hope you'll consider them. And I know that I'm not talking to somebody who's got his eye on a Range Rover brand new, and they don't sell those. I get that. I don't expect you to change your mind about that other thing that's got in a completely different category. But if you're looking at a truck, or you're looking at just a sedan, a family car, something like an Equinox, if you just give them a shot, we'd really, really appreciate it. It's all we want is give them a shot. You find something better somewhere else you like better, you got every right to go there. I don't think that's going to happen. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, Londoff.com, Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270.
Traffic was getting crazy yesterday about this time. Let's see how it looks right now with Tim Wiley. Tim?
Yeah, it's pretty bad downtown, Dan, and I can't spot anything on the cameras causing it, so it may just be construction on that 64, 55, 70 area, and that's backing up all the way to the Poplar Street Bridge on eastbound 55, 70. Also, on northbound 55, all lanes are backed up to 44. Eastbound 44 is jammed back to Jefferson, so we've got a long line. Eastbound 64 looks like it's from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Also on eastbound 270, you're heavy Lindbergh through 170, and on westbound 70, already slow between 270 and the Earth City Expressway. After that, it opens up to the Blanchette. This traffic report brought to you by Allstate. Don't let mayhem leave you stranded. Be protected with the Good Hand Roadside Assistance from Allstate. It's free to join and open to everyone. Register at allstate.com/roadside. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Monday, April 8th. It's the biggest holiday on the St. Louis calendar. Opening day. Need we say more?
Well, then who's on first?
Yes.
I mean, the fellow's name.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
I'm asking you.
Join KTRS live from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the 360 Bar atop the Hilton at the ballpark downtown.
Leading off for the KTRS team will be Steve Cochran in the morning quickie, followed by Martin Kilcoyne and Claire Callatin-Nerlin.
Let's play ball.
So join us at the 360 Bar atop the Hilton at the ballpark downtown for the 2013 KTRS opening day broadcast from the Big 550 KTRS.
If you've settled a lawsuit, waiting for those tiny settlement checks every month is like a slow form of torture. A little bit of money comes dribbling in, but it's not nearly enough to cover your bills. So the pain of being in debt just keeps getting bigger and bigger. But now you can end the wait by getting the cash you need in one lump sum payment. For free information to see how much cash you can get, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-900-9954. You can get the cash you need in one lump sum. Cash you can use to pay off your credit card debt, pay your monthly mortgage payment, or pay any other bills that are piling up. So stop waiting for those tiny monthly payments from a lawsuit you settled. Find out how you can receive a lump sum payment to get the money you need. For free information, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-900-9954. 1-800-900-9954.
The fastest selling cane on national television is the cane that stands alone, the Hurricane.
I love it. When I go shopping, I can let it balance while I get stuff off the shelf. When I reach down, my cane is right there where I left it.
The Hurricane is the all-terrain cane. Sand, gravel, snow, the Hurricane keeps you on the go.
It gives me more stability.
The Hurricane goes everywhere you go. And when you need it, it's out in seconds. And the proprietary pivot head gives you more stability at any angle.
A lot of people stop and ask, oh my gosh, where do you get a cane like that?
Right now on this station, we're offering our best deal ever. Get the Hurricane for an historic price, now with free shipping. To unlock our best value, just call 1-800-300-6286. That's 1-800-300-6286. 1-800-300-6286.
It's true. Mortgage rates are starting to creep upward, which means it's even more timely to call Golden Oak Lending. Today's rate is only 2.875.
This is Bob Ellman. Yes, mortgage rates are starting to go up, but remember, they're still near record lows. You could lower your mortgage payment right now and put money in your pocket. It's like giving yourself a raise.
Call Golden Oak Lending today and lock in at 2.875.
If you've waited, don't wait any longer. Our clients are shocked and thrilled by their new lower mortgage payments.
And if you're upside down in your home, don't worry. We have loans that don't even require an appraisal. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Call us today and ask for a free payment calculation and find out what your lower payment could be.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
NMLS 1149-37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.716, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD.
For over three decades, Clery has constructed every building with pride and customer satisfaction. And although our technology has changed, our dedication to you has not. From ag storage to commercial buildings and everything in between, some companies say they build like Clery, but that's just not possible. We use materials in a process exclusive to Clery, so all of our buildings are made to last. That's why Clery provides every building with the best warranty in the business. Visit ClaryBuilding.com to get started on the right solution and the best service for you. Call 800-373-5550. That's 800-373-5550. Or stop in today and get the best price on a customized Clery building that exceeds all of your expectations. With over a 98% customer satisfaction rating, isn't it time you build it, Clery Tough?
Clery built with pride.
Build your dreams today at ClaryBuilding.com.
At Advance Auto Parts, getting oil and saving dough is your advance advantage. Right now, you can get a 5-plus quart jug of Castrol conventional motor oil plus a DriveWorks filter for just $19.99. That'll save you about $10 worth of dough. So fire up our deals oven and watch your dough rise. A Castrol conventional oil change for just $19.99. The Advance Advantage. Only at
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
Don't miss the Dennis George Show. Well, wait a minute, that's me. The Dennis George Show. It's a whole new way to watch radio. We're back Sundays 9 to 11. More fun than legally allowed here on the Big 550.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'll say that's Dan, but that's not a bass guitar.
No, it's Jewel with her little snaggle tooth.
In fairness, one of our salespeople sent me a text, and I think what he sent me is very important. He says, you know, a lot of the stuff that's the most irritating to people on the air, we have nothing to do with. And he's right. The commercials that people just named that irritate them the most, they're sent to us by supposedly ad agencies who, those are supposed to be people who know how to put stuff together and be creative.
Supposedly.
That stuff is sent to us, and it's some of it, sometimes it's horrible. So it's not our fault that a lot of what you hear that you go, who in the world ever thought that was a good commercial? It comes from people that do that for a living and are supposed to be great at it. So, yeah, we churn out plenty of our own, stuff that's not the greatest. But, man, if you knew how much these people were paid... Who knock out the one we ran yesterday? It's one of the, it goes in the Hall of Fame of being ridiculous, and it's a guy who discovers some rotten lettuce in the crisper or something in the refrigerator, and then I don't even remember what they were selling. It had nothing to do with lettuce in the refrigerator. It just didn't make any sense to me. So, it's not all our fault, and again, in defense of the salespeople who have to write the commercials. They give you 110% of everything they got. I just would love to see a way to alleviate some of that and take some of that burden off of them, let them sell. Give me 1 minute. We're going to go to the phones. I see we have a lot of callers. I need to take a minute here to make somebody very, very, very happy. And that's going to be somebody who ends up going to Amini's and probably for the first time in their lives buys really great quality patio furniture. You shouldn't have to replace patio furniture every 3, 4, 5, 6 years. If it's really good stuff, you're not going to have to do that. Interesting fact, for all the pinball machines, pool tables, air hockey, foosball, jukeboxes, for all that stuff, area rugs, either handmade or machine-made, the most that Amini's does in terms of sales every year is in patio furniture. How about that? If you walk in this place and I said, what do you think in here? Where do you think they do most of their business? Certainly from March to October, it's patio furniture, far and away. And there's a reason for that. There are some people who know that buying garbage is not as cheap as you think it is because it becomes more expensive when you realize you have to keep replacing it. So you're buying it 2, 3, 4 times. When you see the patio furniture at Amini's, you're going to sit down and go, my goodness, this stuff could be in my living room. That's exactly what I thought when we sat in the chair that we ended up buying. I thought, I don't have a chair in my house that's this comfortable. I think I'll just live outside. Amini's. It's the best-kept secret, or was. We're changing that. Best-kept secret in St. Louis, because so many people just didn't have a handle on what Amini's is. And you won't until you go in. And that's all I'm asking you to do. Go in and walk around Amini's. It'll blow you away. The lighting department, the Jaffe Lighting Collection upstairs, to everything on the main floor. And now is the season. Now is the time to get your patio furniture. Get good stuff, not junk. They don't sell any junk. $2 million worth of it in stock. Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com, Chesterfield Valley. Off to the phones we go. Stan's been holding a long time. Stan, thank you. How are you?
Good, Frank. How are you?
Great.
Good. Hey, I was wondering, the caller just before the break, that guy must be Tim Weiland's relative. Did he seem to sound like Tim Weiland to you?
He sounded a lot like him to me.
At first I was like, wait a minute, that Seymour is Tim, and he's just trying to be Seymour.
He sounded like a cross between Tim and the late, great Mark, Mark from Carbondale, who's not late, great, he's still alive. But yeah, combo of the two.
Anyway. Hey, you know, I've been trying to call you from... Oh, no, I did it. I can't believe it. I've been trying to call you for almost 2 weeks, and it was just an interesting coincidence that I called today when you're talking about some of your advertisers. And don't you have a guy named, like, McGriff or something in the morning?
Yeah.
Is that right? Okay.
Right. He used to be the crime dog.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, now he's in radio.
Right.
You know, and I'm, you know, this is one of your very good advertisers, R&R Sanitation.
Right.
I think they're great. I know who they are. If I need their services, I am certainly going to call them. But you talk about salespeople writing commercials or not writing or having the ability to write commercials. I'm just curious. Is McGriff the laziest guy in radio or what?
No, he's not lazy at all. He works 10 times as hard as I do.
Well, that's good. And actually, the only reason I say that is because he keeps using the same commercial that he produced himself, which is they even placed a porta-potty on the corner of a...
parade route.
A parade route. And I thought, well, you know what? What's so amazing
you know
about
what?
That, though?
This,
that's a great,
the,
number one, it's a great place for it. Number two, now, if he said, they even placed one on top of the arch. Now, that would be amazing.
But you have a legitimate complaint. It's when you don't refresh or renew something. And this
very
is the kind of stuff we need to be told. We need to be told that people go, hey, man, just go in and redo it. And that's not his fault.
No.
Somebody, it's a long story. But
you get busy. Oh, I know, and everybody gets busy, and the repetition and frequency, that's what radio is, and I understand all that. But one last thing before I go. You know, you talk about some really silly commercials, but I'll tell you what, and you know this because you try to get through some of the commercials on TV, some of those Charter, you know, TV commercials, you talk about amateur, and the one guy who keeps saying, we're open every day except Sunday. And you know who I'm talking about. He's got an appliance store and everything.
Yeah, but you know what? I got to tell you something. That's a religious choice he has, and I admire him for that.
Oh, no, I do, too.
He chooses not to open because he thinks Sunday's the Lord's Day, and to him, it's no different than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A won't open on Sunday, and they probably cost him a lot of money not to be open on Sunday. But I admire anybody, whether I think it's goofy or crazy or I believe it, I admire anybody who's willing to put that kind of dedication into their faith that they'll sacrifice a buck to follow through and not just talk the talk, but walk the walk. And that's how I feel about that appliance guy.
Oh, no, I agree with that. What I really meant was it's just interesting when you really watch some of those local as opposed to, you know, $1 million produced commercials because a lot of those commercials are, you know, you can tell they're local. It's like sometimes you kind of wonder why Charter doesn't want to make it look a little bit better for them.
No, you're right. A big outfit with the money could look a little more national. When you see a Budweiser Clydesdale holiday commercial, there's a difference in the quality of it than a locally produced. It's all about budget and how much you have to spend to knock it out. And if you've got $300,000 or $400,000, you can have a heck of a commercial.
You're right.
I appreciate
it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
All right.
Stan.
I'm sorry, Stan. Yeah, sorry about that. Mike is next. That's why I did that. Hello, Mike.
Hey, AM and the PM.
Hallelujah.
Hey, earlier, it made me think I'm actually traveling from Indiana to Missouri right now. I got transferred to Indiana about 3 years ago, but for about 15 years every day, I listen to you guys, and this is nice. I know I can listen online, but listening in the car just makes it kind of takes me back a little bit. I just want to thank you guys, too, so...
Well, thank you.
But I did have one question, because I don't get to listen very much anymore, except when we come back for family and stuff in the car. Do you guys, is there any chance with the baseball season coming up that Mike Shannon could talk about the baseball season coming up and how excited he is for it?
Oh, I don't think so. He works on another station. I don't know how he'd get to...
Wait, hang on 1 second here. Mike, hang on. What we do? We have him live on satellite, apparently. In fact, he's going to say, Mike, he's going to say hi to you because you guys have the same name. Mr. Shannon, are you there?
Yes, I am, Frank, down here in Florida.
Yeah, Mike wants to say hi to you. Mike, say hi to Mike.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Oh, fabulous, Mike. How the heck you doing? I love your name.
All right, Mike's got to go, Mike. He's busy down in Florida, but you got to go now. Thanks for taking the time.
Fine.
Well, there you go, Mike. You've heard from him, a personal message right to you. How about that?
That's great.
Yeah.
All right, Dan.
Thank you. All right, Dan. Thank you for the call. Boy, one more. Ken. Let's talk to Ken. Hello, Ken.
Hi, guys. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I got a couple of things. A week or two ago, Dion was talking about watching that Repo show.
Yeah.
And I don't know if anybody else has caught it, but they give you the five questions, and you just got to get 3 out of 5. And if you get them, they don't repo your car.
Yeah, Repo Games or something, wasn't it?
I've never seen this.
And they pay off the note.
Really?
Wow.
What kind of questions? What are the questions?
They're general knowledge questions, I think.
Yeah,
like
and some people
questions.
Are either too nervous or too stupid.
But it's kind of not fair. It's not fair to people who don't have much of an education.
Well, I mean, they're already
simple questions.
Yeah, and
for the
and,
most part,
I mean, their car is going to get towed regardless, so it gives them an opportunity.
So
to,
what's the point of answering the questions?
Well, if you get them right, they
pay your note off. If they're coming to repossess you,
Oh, they pay your car off?
Yeah.
They pay your car off, yeah.
Wow, I got to watch this thing.
And you get to keep it. So
that's a great idea.
The other thing is, you're talking about some of these commercials. The one that I really can't stand, and it's on television, and Geico does a bunch of great commercials, but that lizard, he's got to go.
No, I love the lizard.
Oh, I just want a big Rottweiler to come down and bite him right in half and be done with him.
The one they do that I don't like is the two guys on the makeshift stage. How happy is he? Happier than a something?
Yeah, it is kind of dopey. Yeah, they've had some good commercials over the years.
All right, now I might.
And the one gal that you can't stand,
yeah,
I just heard today, and I don't have a problem with her.
Flo?
Flo.
Ugh.
I don't really have a problem with her. I know she's unattractive. She's, you know, and most of her bits aren't funny.
Wow.
But they just said that she was worth $1 million.
Oh, she's worth more than that.
Yeah.
I guarantee you she's worth more than that. More power to her. Just because I don't like her doesn't mean a lot of people don't. They must love her.
Well, I can take her or leave her, but that lizard's got to go.
If it weren't working, they wouldn't keep on doing it.
That's right.
So we got to look at it. Mike, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to jump. I got to do some business. I've apparently made a couple of people very mad at the radio station. And quite frankly, I don't really care. Do better work. That's all I have to say. It just, at a point, you just want to throw up your hands and go, you need to get the message. Sorry, you're so sensitive and your skin is so thin. Window World. And by the way, Feel free to criticize me. I love criticism because everything I do is certainly not perfect, but I don't know that until people let me know. But we're going to end that whole segment and move on to something else next hour. Window World is the company that for 10 years has sold quality windows for $189 a piece, and they're still doing it. And when everybody thought gas prices were going to hit, the ridiculous number I heard was $10, I heard $5, and they did work their way up and down and up and down. And a lot of companies, through that, increased prices of their products to compensate. Window World didn't. And you think, well, then they had to do something to the quality of the window. They had to cut some corners. No, they didn't do that either. Now, don't ask me how they pulled it off. But the folks at the Good Housekeeping Labs, Seal of Approval, continue to give them the Good Housekeeping Seal, which means the quality, the exact same standards, quality of those windows has not changed. And neither has the price. And that's the reason it is the largest selling replacement window in this country. It's the reason that almost 40,000 homes in the St. Louis area have Window World windows in them. So your choice. You can get a really good window that does everything a window is supposed to do for $189, or you can pay a whole lot more for cosmetics. Lifetime warranty. And 6 months same as cash with approved credit. And there's a tax credit for 2013. You can earn up to... 10% of your purchase up to $500. Window World, stlouis.com or 314-993-1800. Window World. Hey, do I keep talking?
Yes.
Oh, we got 15 seconds. We got 10. No, we got 9. No, we got 8. No, you know what? We have 5 seconds. I know what I can do in 5 seconds. I can say we'll be right back. It's 4 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC News.